Now, folks, if you know me, you know that one of the most important things, as far as I'm concerned, with respect to your sales success or service success or CSR success, is the prosperity mindset. A mindset that is geared and programmed to thrive in the face of adversity, to prosper in the face of challenges. Listen, when you're busy in the summertime, you're going to have challenges. You have very demanding customers. You have your service technicians, your installers, and your salespeople. Everybody's taxed out because everyone's working crazy hours. You got to have the right mindset to keep things in perspective. So what I want to do is to share a little video I produced on the importance of the prosperity mindset and really what it is. What is the prosperity mindset and why is it important? What I can tell you is this. To me, it's the single most important component to overall success in your job, in your career, and in your company. You know, when you think about success in life and in business, it really is about the mindset, having the prosperity mindset. When I talk about a prosperity mindset, I'm talking about the mindset that is geared and programmed and designed to thrive in the face of adversity. I mean, let's face it, we're all going to have challenges throughout the course of our life. And really, there's three different kinds of problems that we all face: money problems, relationship problems, and health problems. Just think about it for a moment. At some point in your life, you're going to face one or all three of those problems. Nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets through life on this planet without getting their teeth kicked in from time to time. At some point in your life, you're going to face a money problem. Maybe you lose a job, or maybe your home goes into foreclosure, or you lose a business. At some point in time, we're all going to have relationship problems. Perhaps, you know, an argument with a spouse or a child or a friend, some type of relationship issue. And of course, at some point, we're all going to face health problems. You know, whether it be mental, spiritual, or physical health problems. I mean, let's face it, at some point, we're all going to face the ultimate health problem when we leave this planet. So at the end of the day, success in life and business, creating the life of your dreams, it's not about avoiding those problems. Successful people are not successful because they avoided money problems or health problems or relationship problems. No, successful people are successful because they have learned how to thrive in the face of those challenges. Not just get by, not just exist, but to actually thrive and to prosper in the face of adversity. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. When you have the mindset that is geared and programmed to thrive in the face of challenges, to prosper in the face of adversity, well, you've got the keys to the kingdom. Because when you have that, no one can hold you down. No one can hold you back. You know, your life will truly be a reflection of the potential inside of you to create wealth and success and prosperity. You know, success principles are universal principles. That means they've been around for a long time and they always work. When you think about it, success principles are like gravity. Think about that. You know, do you have to like gravity for it to work? Do you have to understand gravity? Do you have to like support gravity for it to work or understand it? Of course not. Gravity is at work in your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether or not you like it or understand it or agree with it. Well, in many cases, in most cases, the success principles are the same way. They're already at work in your life. The success principles, the principles that are the underpinnings of wealth and success and prosperity, they are already at work in your life. The only question is, are you working, you know, consistently with those principles, or are you somehow fighting those principles without even realizing it? The truth of the matter is that the success principles have always been there. It is our job to become congruent, to get in line with those success principles. And when that happens, amazing things are possible. You know, I like to ask very simple questions. I like to keep things very basic. Maybe it's because I'm a simple person from, you know, a simple background. But at the end of the day, I like to keep things really, really simple. Questions like this: what does it take to create wealth, success, and prosperity in your life? What does it really take? Well, the reality is it just takes a couple of things. It takes focus and it takes simplicity. You know, in my book, The Power of Consistency, I remember I was doing research when I was writing that book, and I came across a quote from Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computers. And a couple of years before he passed away, Mr. Jobs was asked a simple question. That question was this: Mr. Jobs, to what do you attribute all of your success? I mean, when you look at Apple Computers, by any measure, one of the most successful companies in the world. When you look at Steve Jobs personally, obviously a great deal of success. And so, you know, who wouldn't want to know why he was so successful, why the company was so successful? Well, when he was asked this question, his response was very straightforward. What he said is that his mantra in life had always been focus and simplicity. Well, that may sound, you know, kind of easy, right? Focus and simplicity. But what Steve Jobs said next was really surprising. He said, actually, you know, it's hard to get your thinking clean and make it simple. It takes work because there's so many distractions. There's so many things going on around us. You have to get your thinking clean and make it simple. But he went on to say that it's worth it in the end because once you do that, you can literally move mountains. So success is about focus and simplicity. Now that sounds good on one hand because, hey, you know, it's simple, right? It's easy. But the reality is when you kind of think about that in the context of how busy and overwhelming life can be, I mean, with traffic and bills and kids and school and work and this and that and the other thing, sometimes life can be very complicated, very overwhelming. And yet you have one of the most successful people in the world saying, keep it simple, keep it focused. So how do you do that? Well, that's what you're going to learn in The Power of Consistency. In this prosperity mindset training, we're going to go through the elements of your life, your personal life, your work life, your money, your health and fitness, and we're going to examine how do we get things simple? How do we get things focused? And then, of course, we're going to learn to execute on those simple ideas. The combination of focus and simplicity with consistent implementation, as Stephen Jobs said, can move mountains. But it can also be very, very instrumental in helping you create a life of wealth and success and prosperity. So as we begin this discussion, as we begin this program, The Power of Consistency, I encourage you to dream big. Dream as big as you want to be. Dream as big as you want to go. And when you get finished going big, go bigger if you like. There doesn't have to be any limitations. You get to create the life that you want. All it takes is some focus and simplicity and some consistent implementation. So get ready to enjoy the ride. This is a powerful program, and I'm very excited that you decided to take the time to participate in this program and to take those first steps of building the life of your dreams.